Howdy neighbors. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's time for us to check the latest agricultural news. This is Ag for the Four States on the Big 690 KGGM. Between now and the bottom of the hour, we'll be recapping markets. We'll be taking a look at the latest agricultural news for the four states, as well as a look at the beef industry news of the morning right here on KGGF. Going to start with the markets. Dave Lanning helps us out on those right after this.
I'm Delaney from Oklahoma City, and I'm so grateful and thankful for my health today. By walking every day and eating delicious, healthy meals for the last year and a half, I've made it halfway to my health goals. One thing I've learned throughout this journey is that being healthy is anything but boring. This life is not about making sacrifices. It's about finding healthy replacements that you love and that make you feel good.
Learn how to live healthy your way at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSEP.
National Livestock is dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, risk management, order buying services, and cattle financing. We specialize in providing first-class service to those in the cattle business. And now we're proud to tell you that Dakota Moss with Livestock Risk Services has joined the National Livestock family, offering tremendous expertise when it comes to LRP contracts. You can trust National because all the experts are in one place. Learn more by going to nationallivestock.com.
Still no cash cattle trades report yet. Quiet out in the country for the most part. Could see some activity develop today. More than likely, we're going to see that develop tomorrow. Boxed beef lower at the end of the day yesterday. Choice was down $2.95, $3.45.31. Select was down $1.80 at $3.22.02. Choice select spread $23.29, 99 total loads. OKC West Del Reno, final report this week, 5,033 head. Feeder steers 3 to 7 higher. Grass steers 8 to 13 higher. Feeder heifers unevenly steady. Grass heifers 3 to 6 higher. Steer and heifer calves steady to 5 higher with 5 to 6 weights. The both steers and heifers 10 to 15 higher. Feeder cattle steers, medium large ones, 2 to 3 weights, 560 to 580. 3 to 4 weights, 450 to 510. 4 to 5 weights, $4 to 470. 5 to 6 weights, 372.50 to 410. 6 to 7 weights, 320 to 375. 7 to 8 weights, 285 to 325. 8 to 9 weights, 301 to 276. On the livestock futures, June live cattle down $1.80, $208.40. August down $1.62, $204.05. May feeder cattle down $1.45, $292.57. August down $1.87, $295.02. Grains in a moment. Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show, held each spring, and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 11th through 13th at Expo Square. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email. Well, checking our Oklahoma cash grains, hard red winter wheat was down a penny yesterday. Medford, 449 and a quarter. Ponca City, 449 and a quarter. Corn was up 6 3/4. Medford, 437 and a quarter. Ponca City, 437 and a quarter. Sorghum was up 6 3/4. Ponca City, 397 and a quarter. Medford, 467 and a quarter penny. And soybeans were down 6 1/4 cents. Medford, 939 and 3/4. Ponca City, 939 and 3/4. Hard red winter wheat at the Bartlett Co-op down a penny yesterday, 455. Corn up 6 cents, 447. The Milo up 6 at 381. And soybeans down 8 cents at 974. Kansas grains, hard red winter wheat up 4 1/4, 449.5. Corn was up 10 cents at 477.5. Sorghum up 10 cents at $4.5. And soybeans were up 3.5 cents, 969.5. The grain futures, Kansas City wheat may down a penny, 514 and a quarter. July down 1.5, 529 and a half. Chicago wheat may up 7 and a quarter, 513. July's up 5 and a quarter, 530 and three quarters. May corn up 6 and 3 quarters, 467 and a quarter. July's up 5 and a quarter, 475 and a half. May soybeans down 6 and a quarter, 1034 and three quarters. July's down 8 and a quarter, 1044 and a half. May cotton down 58 points, 6577. July down 47 at 6602. June crude's down 108, 5713. June natural gas up 8 cents, 340 per million BTU. That's a check of your ag markets. Now let's check the forecast from the News on 6 Weather Center. Looking for partly cloudy skies, warmer today. We'll see a high this afternoon around 79 with a slight chance for showers tonight, otherwise cloudy, an overnight low of 59. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow. We'll see a high tomorrow of 71, then sunshine, 72 on Saturday, sunny, 74 on Sunday. And that's a look at your forecast. Stay with us. Ron Hayes joins us in a moment. He's got the latest Farm and Ranch news. That's coming up when we return on KGGM.